Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Terlepas dari usaha terbaiknya, bisnis wisata makanan Himansi Moon Shauluhar telah bersusah payah berjuang untuk bertahan menghadapi pandemi COVID-19. Banyak pekerja lepas dan musimannya telah melewatkan skema subsidi pendapatan pemerintah JobKeeper.
Pretty much since March, we've gone into hibernation and we're not able to run any aspects of our business. Yeah, it's very uncertain and it's, I have to say, challenging not knowing what you can do next or how you can do it or where you're going to go from here.
Miss Moon Shauluhar khawatir tanpa dukungan berkelanjutan bisnisnya tidak akan bertahan.
So the JobKeeper has kept us going in terms of keeping us connected to our businesses and, you know, keeping us addressing cancellations and thinking of new marketing ideas and keeping the company still active and talking to people, but it's still not generating revenue in any way, and so we don't know which angle it's going to finally end up in.
Mulai minggu depan, tunjangan pendapatan pemerintah federal akan dikurangi. JobKeeper akan turun dari $1,500 per 2 minggu menjadi $1,200 per 2 minggu. Lebih dari 1 juta warga Australia saat ini mengandalkan pembayaran job seeker dan tunjangan itu juga akan dikurangi. Meski kenaikan keseluruhan dari tarif lama akan tetap berlangsung hingga akhir tahun, Menteri Layanan Sosial Anne Ruston mengatakan ia tidak akan mengkonfirmasi apakah akan ada kenaikan permanen.
We will continue to monitor the economic conditions and most particularly the state of the jobs market going forward, and we'll make some decisions about what we might do post the 31st of December, closer to that date. But I want to assure all Australians, if elevated supports are continued to be needed, they will be made available.
Dan Menteri Pendidikan Bayangan, Tanya Pliberseck, meminta pemerintah untuk mengesampingkan pengembalian ke tarif lama.
There is no way that we should contemplate going back to $40 a day unemployment benefits. This idea that we can snap back to poverty for those Australians searching for a job is absolutely counterproductive.
Dengan pengumuman anggaran hanya 2 minggu lagi, bisnis dapat diberi insentif upah sebagai imbalan telah memperkerjakan pekerja baru. Pemotongan pajak penghasilan juga diharapkan akan dilakukan. Sementara itu, kampanye baru telah diluncurkan, memperingatkan bahwa jurang antara tingkat kekayaan dan kemiskinan akan semakin melebar. 40 orang terkemuka Australia secara terbuka mendukung kampanye tersebut, termasuk mantan Sekretaris Departemen Perdana Menteri dan Kabinet, Michael Keating.
These tax cuts, which essentially flow to the top 20% of high-income households, are not going to be spent. You know, they're not the people who are struggling. All the evidence is they'll be saved. We know that extra financing directed particularly at the service industries will do far more in terms of getting employment back and helping the people who've become unemployed.
Dan Direktur Eksekutif Institut Australia, Ben O'Keefe, memimpin kampanye ini.
Tax cuts today means service cuts in the future. It's essential that Australia have a strong revenue base going forward. The government does need to do something to fight off this recession. Fiscal stimulus is required, but income tax cuts directed at wealthy Australians make the poorest form of economic stimulus.
Perdana Menteri Scott Morrison telah menandai upaya pemulihan ekonomi yang dipimpin oleh bahan bakar gas. Dan Menteri Energi Angus Taylor juga telah mengungkapkan roadmap teknologi di hari Selasa kemarin.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.